At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to In This League. That's right. We are In This League. It's Bogman. It's the Welsh, the Bogman at Bogman Sports. You can find me at Is It The Welsh. And today, we've got the one, the only, Steve Gardner, USA Today's senior editor, fantasy editor, Steve Gardner, OG in the industry, new people that are to like fantasy podcasts and stuff. If you don't know, Steve is just like, he's been around the business and the whole process of it for a long time, and he is a wonderful human being. So we're going to be talking about Ellie De La Cruz. We're going to be talking about all the stuff and the things that are going on around baseball, getting his thoughts on some hots, some colds. Plus, we're going to be going through some of the news here. Bogman looking slick with that hair slick back. We were just talking about hair. Your hair is something else. Is there a single baseball player that has your hair right now?
I think Sean Manaea, right?
No, I think he cut it. I think that's gone.
Did he cut it?
Yeah,
well,
I think it's gone.
Someone I saw the other day, I felt like had a ton of hair. But
I don't think you could do baseball because the helmet wouldn't fit on your head.
Oh, I could smash the helmet. It's still very, the hair itself is thin.
You need an answer thin. You need an 8 hat right now. You're like Juice Williams. There's no chance there's a 7.5 fitting on that. What is your normal hat size?
7 5/8 with hair. 7 5/8.
Oh, with hair. What is it without?
Yeah. 7.5.
Oh, okay. So we're I feel like you always used to give me like little big head comments, but I'm a 7.5. I'm a 7.5.
No,
guy.
It's our buddy Chad.
Giant head.
8. All right. 7 7/8, whatever. 8, somewhere in that neighborhood. Just
see, like,
he looks like a bobblehead.
Giant head. It's like ridiculous.
I love this, him. I was at his wedding. He's a bobblehead.
Oh, we love Chad. Just has a giant ass head. So this is a 7 3/8 and it still fits. It's just like a little bit tighter. And okay. This is, you know, my hair isn't, it's probably like a little bit smaller than it could be or whatever, but this is like the 7.5, which fits great. You're telling me that thing right there is going to go 7 5/8. That's an 8.
No, 7 5/8. Like I said, dude, the hair itself, the follicles are thin. So it's not, it's just a lot of it. It's so much of it. It's insane. So,
okay. Well, important stuff we're talking about at the top here is hat sizes. Who do you think has the biggest head in baseball? There's a lot less steroids now. So a lot probably smaller helmets.
I know. Well, I mean, the historical biggest head we all know is Barry Bonds. Wasn't it like 8.5 or some absurd number?
So wait, hold on. What size hat did Barry Bonds wear? You think I'll get the answer to that?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I got it.
I don't believe this. It says 7 3/8.
Nope.
But check this out. This is according to Bloomberg.
Where he started.
Check this out. I got it. Bloomberg says Barry Bonds' hat size increased from 7 1/4 to 7 3/8 while being a giant. I mean, heads don't usually get a ton bigger as an adult, at least as far as I
know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If he had a bunch of hair, sure. Okay. Yeah.
So he grew like 2 hat sizes up. Is that sound about right? Like 2 hat sizes up?
Human growth hormone.
No. I'm agreeing. Yeah. I'm agreeing here. Yeah. But I couldn't. Okay. So quickly, so we don't spend too much time on it.
Right.
Who do you think has the biggest hat helmet size in baseball right now? You know, my guess is Vlad, because there's also some of that.
Oh yeah.
He has kind of got like a big ass head.
Tatis has got a lot of hair too.
Yeah, but he's got like a tinier head. I'm even not counting the
Ellie's
hair.
Got a lot of hair.
But these are like skinny ass heads. I think Vlad, even without the hair, it's like a big ass head. How big is this? Is a weird Google.
Largest head in
how big Major League Baseball. Is Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Why don't you say largest head. Hat size in MLB baseball currently?
Okay. What MLB player has the biggest head? This is a dangerous. oh my God. All right. I got that. This is a wild number. And I see it because I like just
how
met this is
how we're starting the show, by the way. Have talked nothing about fantasy baseball.
Not one bit.
It's just head sizes.
We will. I love it. The current biggest head in baseball is a manager. Can you guess? It's a manager.
Is it Bob Melvin? Oh, it's Bochy. No. It's Bochy.
It is Bochy. You nailed it. Do you know how big?
9.5. I mean, his head is enormous. It's
8 1/4. There's an article that says how big is Bruce Bochy's head.
It's for that huge brain. He manages teams to the World Series and wins it. So
wow, that's crazy. Okay, so if anybody else has, I would love to know your guesses on the biggest active player head. I'm gonna guess is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but maybe there's a bigger old nasty ass head that's going out there. But there is some fantasy to be talking about. We will do that. We have 50 minutes of Steve Gardner. Don't worry. This is the ramp up period to it all. Hey, you guys want to support the boys? Check us out over at inthisleague.com. I got my dynasty and prospect lists up there. The rest of season, the starting May rest of season is going to be coming with the May update. So yeah, about a week if you want to wait and sign up, you can do that. But Bogman, if you have a little bit of a NFL in you, NFL draft is today as we're recording this. Bogman's going to have all his draft stuff that's going to be coming out. So Patreon's going to be filled with that. Plus, we've got the GroupMe rooms, get in the prospect, the baseball. You can get into one singular sport or be a captain and join all of it. Just know you're supporting us. We love you guys that you do it. Be a part of our community, and we thank you so much for it. InThisLeague.com, InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. So Jordan Walker is gone. Bye-bye. It's a 24-hour notice at this point with how stuff changes. It feels like that's almost old news at this point, but Jordan Walker, after hitting 155, sent down to AAA. I think I was a little defensive. I might have even done it on this show. I still kind of hold to it. I look and I go, if you look from an underlying standpoint, the hard hit rate's still there. He's walking more. He's barreling the ball. He's hitting the ball harder. Like, all of those things were actually pretty solid. But he was hitting, I told you, 155. 195 against righties. 0.59 against lefty. So I don't think it's the underlying things that are making him far apart. Like that's what Adele dealt with. Like, Adele's strikeout rate was really bad. Then he like wouldn't barrel the ball and he couldn't consistently hit the ball hard. Jordan Walker, 2 miles an hour harder on average he's hitting it this year than he did last year. Those aren't the problems. It is the overall approach, which is also a Joe Adele problem. He cannot hit lefties right now. He cannot hit righties. And the team decided, we're not going to wait around anymore. They're going to send him down to the minors to, you would imagine, either get his head straight or work on that approach. But as I said on leading off, this feels different. This feels different than last year when he was sent down while hitting really well. He is hitting absolutely abysmally. And so much so that I don't buy it whatsoever. But Joe is like, he thinks he gets traded. Doesn't think he's a Cardinal by the end of the year. I do not think so. I just don't know if the Cardinals like fully know how to develop and need guys to do it their own. And Walker has not done it that way. It is a bust. And Bogman, to the point that he may turn it around, but you can let go of him and redraft for the rest of this year.
Yeah, I mean, you really can. And it sucks, but there's just too many good players in the Cardinals outfield right now to not have success the way he is not having success. And yeah, I tell you what, I don't necessarily disagree with Joe. I don't know that you can say with certainty that anything will happen to Jordan Walker. But I will say that we know the pitching staff has been rough. So if there's a way for them to finagle a starting pitcher from somebody and Jordan Walker goes, I think they've played the Jordan Walker experiment here. And, you know, our boy Chris Young, Cardinals fan, has talked repeatedly recently about, you know, the Cardinals' inability to develop players. It's been tough for them recently to develop players. So just this is a bad string of prospects that these guys have had. And, you know, Libertor is nothing. Like, I mean, they've had a bunch of prospects that have been highly touted and have done not a lot, right? Am I wrong in this thinking? You're the prospect.
No, Dylan Carlson didn't work out. Nolan Gorman's doing okay. You know, and they had some stuff, you know, they didn't do internally. Like, they're like, hey, go work on hitting high fastballs and stuff like that. Yeah, but like overall development doesn't feel like what a lot of organizations do. And maybe it's not so much about...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks,
and- When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
How they develop the player, then it is identifying the issue, the full issues that need to be figured out. Like Gorman, it was like, hey, you can't hit high fastballs. You got to work on this. But then he like completely regressed into the season. All of that aside, you know, I'm not in a baseball organization. We can argue those points, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Here's why Jordan Walker is not getting traded. They're the third worst team in the NL right now. They're already 5 games below Milwaukee. I know they're 11-14 and anything can change, but offensively they stink. They're cold as hell offensively. And I just don't think when you look at like how the Cubs are playing, how the Brewers are playing, how the Reds and the Pirates, I think in a month, this thing is too far ahead of them that where remember when it was like, ooh, we're thinking about selling last year and then they didn't and they turned it around. I don't know if they're going to have that decision in about 4 weeks where it's like, ooh, things can turn around. It might be so far gone that what I'm getting is then why would you trade, you know, a young 22, 23 year old outfielder for just like some pitching help? You know, I just don't think that is going to make sense. I think this is just going to be a rough road.
Prospect trade. If anything, it would be like we have a lot of outfielders. We don't necessarily need Jordan Walker. We've worked with him. It hasn't gotten better. So let's flip him for a pitching prospect from another team.
I'll tell you where it makes sense
to get a veteran. You know,
I'll tell you where it makes sense. It would be like him being traded for Jesus Luzardo. Like the Marlins are going to trade Luzardo. He's going to go. And you could argue like they could use some more offensive help, but I don't know if they could use more bad defensive outfielders. You know, he's not that good. You've already got Jazz who's playing.
You see Sanchez just completely run past one yesterday too. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Like, maybe that's the move. You know, maybe they trade Lizardo for Walker and like another small piece. So I guess I could see something like that happen, but I just don't think it's going to happen. And yeah, I'm optimistic.
It's tough to trade a guy too when he's like, you are signaling that he is at the bottom of his value right now, because every day he's older, he loses value. And, you know, you just sent him down. That stinks. It's not a good spot to trade him in.
No, and yeah, like they didn't do it with Carlson. You know, like I just don't think it makes sense for them to do it. And I'm actually optimistic that like Walker can turn this around. But I don't know if it's worth at this point waiting, because, OK, let's say he spends 3 weeks in the minors like Esteri Ruiz and he's like awesome, which he probably should be. Then he comes back up and then he's hitting like seven. And so, you know, it's like, how long does it take for him to get back to relevance? Is it worth holding on for 6 to 8 weeks for it to get right? I'm not sure the upside is there versus what might be available on the wire already. You know, you being able to like stream hitters, or hell, take shots on some of the rookies. You know, I saw somebody say that they had dropped Jordan Walker for Heston Kerstad. I don't believe Heston is going to play every day. He already hasn't. He sat on a lefty, but what the hell?
He's like, in the bigs. Cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make those speculations. And I'm actually going to talk a tiny bit here shortly about prospect card, my prospects to stash over on Fantasy Pros, because at this point with a guy like Walker, you could justifiably cut him in redraft for the Junior Caminero's of the world, and maybe even deeper, because it's like, would you rather wait for Walker and him try to break that Cardinals lineup, or just wait for the next prospect, you know, that is going to get his time and to shine. So those are things that we're going to end up having to see. So Jordan Walker out, and probably out for the rest of the season. Mike Trout, the first to 10 homers with like less RBI, I think, than Spencer Steer. I think he has less Spencer Steer. It's pretty incredible. And he is pushing the boundaries of the A. First off, LOL, the people that thought he was going to be absolute trash and it was a waste of pick, but also the what's my return with Mike Trout versus the injury thing that's floating out right there. And I know people are thinking about it. I know it.
Is this the time to trade him? Trade him now, because it's early in the season. He's as hot as hot can get. He's still not producing a lot of runs in RBI because there's just nobody else in this lineup. And he has the back thing looming that is never going away. Is this the time to sell high on Mike Trout if you possibly can? Going to get what he's worth because of his back?
No, I think we saw somebody able to move Trout for Julio Rodriguez. It's a phenomenal trade. My problem is if you're selling Trout. Well, but see, at the same point, though, like I don't like talking about I sometimes actually get just like annoyed with myself and how much we have to talk from a show standpoint, not just like this show, like Fantasy Pros, but yeah, we have to talk about like ups and downs in players in the stock market, because I am more of a holder than anything else, or a buy low guy than it is trying to sell.
Chris Diamond Hands Welsh is what they call you, right? Is that
They've always
have said it. It's been a long, I mean, I don't say it because it's cliche at this point, right? Mm-hmm. So, but that's what they call you, right?
But my point is
Diamond Hands.
I mean, I will, but my point is like, I was into Mike Trout preseason. We had that, it was argument, but it was Pienowski was on the Fantasy Fest and he was out. And I was like, I respectfully disagree. I think that Mike Trout was a value at the cost. So now he's performing at the super high level. So me as someone that believed like, hey, the return is really good. If I can go get Julio, I am going to do that. I am going to sell high on those opportunities.
And the reason I said that might go into the trade Hall of Fame is because, sure, Mike Trout is better than Julio right now. That's not really a question. But if Mike Trout does miss a big chunk of the season and Julio gets back to where we all think he's going, then that absolutely goes in the trade Hall of Fame.
No, and that's
not a buts and ifs, but
That's the thing that that's the thing to deal with is it's like people know like there's an affirmativeness where people are like, well, he's going to regress he's going to hurt, not regress. He's going to get hurt. That's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. So why not optimize on it? I don't know, man. I sit in this world like, you know, he's stealing so much more. And if he plays 130, he could probably still be an overall 2-round player. So that's why I'm just like, I'm into this. I would love to buy Trout at the cost that he was in the draft, but that's why I was trying to draft him. So selling him isn't like the biggest thing that makes sense to me. I think he's going to keep going. I think he's going to steal bases when he's not hitting a gajillion homers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
He's going to probably continue to steal and might have 20. The only thing you are weighing.
Going to just start walking him, you know.
Because
I pitch to him.
Yeah, and that's a fair point as well. But like, the only argument in my mind to get rid of is if you are assured he will get hurt and miss significant games, not like 20 games. I don't think that warrants it. But if he's going to miss significant games and you believe it'll happen, then yeah, okay. You know, summer comes around, that back starts to lock up and stuff like that. Maybe that's the case, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
You know, I don't know. I don't focus too much on the like, oh, he's not, you know, hitting batters in and stuff like that. He's absolutely crushing the ball. He's stealing bases. He's like a first round relative player.
Well, so she's like, optimize. I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the future.
I'll talk about the past with him because I was like, I'm a Trout guy. I'm still a Trout. But that's also like my MO. Give me massively talented players at discounts and I will probably look the other way on injuries. The only problem was like, he did start to look like his talent was regressing. He was striking out way too much. And that was
not stealing bases. Yeah.
And not stealing. And that's changing. And that's what makes him super interesting. So Trout continues to rock. Max Scherzer rehab assignment over in Triple Rock didn't go so great. I believe around Rock. I'm sorry. Triple A round Rock. I believe he gave up 3 earned runs and he struck out 4, which is fine. I don't really care about.
We don't care about the stats in. You know, rehab starts. We care about how he felt in the velocity and stuff like that. But the actual on the field, like you don't, you'd rather look better, good than bad, of course. Sure. But who cares? You know,
but he had no spring. Healthy? Yeah, he had no spring. So that's what's like different about this. Like that was his first outing. You know, he's getting jamming. I'm okay. I'm okay with this space that he's in right now. And I think it's a great, you know, if you have your shares, I think it's good. He's going to ramp back up. I don't think it's going to be like, you know, high level stuff. I don't know if he returns to like how Verlander has come off early. You know, fingers crossed he's pitching today, but he is making his way back. And I think we've talked about that. Joe thought like, oh, maybe like 1 or 2 rehab start. I think it's this one. You have at least 2 more. Yeah, so that's why he kind of lines up for a couple weeks from now, mid May. Heston Kjerstad called up. I don't think he did anything in his first game. Then he sat versus lefties. And are the Orioles playing today as we're recording this?
They're not playing right this second, but
no, they're not playing today. Or are they playing this second? No, they're not. Yeah, it doesn't look like they're playing today. So we'll probably get him back in the lineup. I do think it was telling that he already sat versus a lefty. They also may not want to press rookies into like, you know, the heavy games already, but this is a very heavy left to heavy lineup. That my only negative to Kjerstad is like, you know, it's got to come at the expense of Ryan O'Hearn, which it's not going to. Anthony Santander, which it's not going to. Or Ryan Mountcastle. And maybe you keep him around to kind of like, you know, bop him around. And he is that lefty bat off. I'm just not sure that they want to do that. So when Austin Hayes comes back, I don't know. Unless there's an injury, I'm not sure that he's got staying power. And also, I don't know if Jackson Holliday, if he were to be sent down, if that would even speak positively to Heschner Kerstad either. Like, I kind of think that might open up an opportunity for Mayo to come up, and he is in my article, which I wanted to bring this up. So I got my prospect article up, 10 prospects to stash, you know, if that's your thing. It's really more of like a, here's the prospects to watch, and you do whatever the hell you want with it, however you want to do that. And there were some alterations for it. So like Heston's off because he got called up. He was on the list last week. I took two guys off. Ricky Tiedemann, with the elbow soreness and on the IL. So I took him off that list, and I don't think it's going to be good. I would not be surprised if it's a Spencer Strider, like after he has a Tommy John, then they let us know what's going on. But, you know, they could rehab it. And then I also took Brooks Lee off because I didn't realize this. Since spring training, apparently he was dealing with like a hernia, herniated disc or something like that. Mm. And he's still not undergoing baseball activities, which answers kind of the question when Correa went down and everything. Like Brooks Lee early in spring looked like he was going to be like the dude. You know, he was going to come up like immediately and start rocking. But he's off the list. So you can go and check out the list and all the names. Prospect notes. I want to talk about Paul Skeens for a minute, because I think I'm playing speculation here and I'm giving away something in the article. So please go read it. And we have a prospect segment. Go watch that a million times on YouTube. It's the prospects to stash on the Fantasy Pros MLB channel. So Paul Skeens yesterday went 4 1/3, Bog. Struck out, I think it was 7, gave up his first earned run of the entire season. He's given up 2 earned runs in every start. But Ben Cherington, who, by the way, is super snarky. I don't know if you've ever seen him talk. Like, reporters were talking to him, and maybe he's just annoyed in the same questions or whatever. But, like, I don't know. He's just super smug. And they ask, they're like, hey, Paul Skeens, they're like, are you guys working to a pitch count that he needs to get to before he can come up to the majors? And then he first off just goes, yeah, no, but even if we did, I wouldn't tell you. And I was like, snarky.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league,
somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Then second, he goes, I'll tell you this, it's got to be more than the 45 he threw 2 weeks ago. And then he LOLs at himself and just, you know, LOLs all over himself. Oh, I'm the funniest guy ever. But it got me thinking, because then I immediately went and looked at what he just did yesterday, and he was up to 71 pitches. So you have seen not just gradual, because the first two were in the, like, you know, 40 something range, up to 71. So I started thinking, okay, next start 75, start after that we hit 80, start after that majors. So my thought is, was the 24th, let's line it up. He pitches again on the 29th or 30th. Then he pitches again on, like, let's just say May 5th. I think May 12th, right in that range, is the call-up time for Paul Skeens. So do with it what you will. It could take one more. They may want him to sit twice into the 80s. But I think by that May 5th one, his pitch count is up into the 80s. And that is going to push the Paul Skeens to the majors.
Why do I feel like the wall behind you when you were figuring this out looked like that Charlie gif? Where he's 100%. Trying to figure out Pepe Silvia in the mail, right? Like, it is.
Equations are moving around and pitches.
Right? Like Alan at the poker table, you know, one of those, right? So,
like, watching, like, I almost want to, you know what, I want to pull this up here because
it's kind of shameful to me that it's going to take this long to get, because Paul Skeens is a, where would you put him among starters? What would you rank him among starters in Major League Baseball right now, if they were to just plug him into to the majors?
My only worry would be he might, they're not going to let him push.
Right.
And he isn't as,
I'm just talking about pure talent.
No. Oh, talent. I don't know. Probably
not about fantasy value. Just like, where would he rank just in terms of his repertoire and arsenal and all that among starters?
I'd say it's probably like top 25. And I mean, and that's like assuming like there's bumps and bruises and like he doesn't have pitch mix stuff down and we get back to baseball shape and stuff like that.
We
like,
all that's know like, he doesn't need more time in the minors. We all know it.
Well, check this out. So here's the thing. And he taught and listen to him talking about also like the work. So here's Ben Cherington yesterday giving his assessment.
That he just keeps getting better. You know, I always see the pitch mix coming into form and you know, working on efficiency and when he's using the secondary and starting to build the pitch count up now.
Starting to.
You know, not surprised that he's having success, but more underneath that, seeing him, you know, just be intentional about what he's doing. So, you know, he's working on things that will allow him to be a really good major league pitcher, and more than he's trying to be a good triple pitcher.
Is that part of that, the pitch mix? I saw he kind of mixed some more stuff in today. Is that
pitch mix, execution of that, when he's using it, and just, you know, probably related to that, just working for some more.
So he does sound more positive here, by the way, but this is where the innings.
Well, the tone isn't great. The words are better, but
I think yesterday when I heard it, that sounded more snotty to me, and it doesn't at all there, but this is the innings pitch thing.
You can see, you know, inside innings. Okay.
Do you guys have a pitch count that ideally he would be at before you guys, you know, okay, he's on the radar right now, or number of innings?
No. And, you know, if we did, we probably wouldn't share it publicly.
Why?
You know, it's going to be, need to be higher than 45 or wherever he was, you know, a couple weeks ago. So he's starting to build now. He's starting to get closer to that range, and we'll continue to work with him and, you know, just kind of assess.
I mean, the answer there is clearly yes, isn't it?
Listen to him.
Yeah, it's just, just like, it's just yes, super
because if you didn't have that, you just answer no. So
well, also, you'd be a really bad organization. You know, you'd be a bad organization if you don't have any goals and you have anything set. And also, you're just flowing into the wind. Like, I don't know, we'll just see how it goes and see what it is. Like, yeah, clearly, I agree. You have to have your pitch count up. They decided to slow roll it to work that get that workload up. Okay, that's actually not the worst idea. Transparency would actually be good because you know what? It might kill the barrage of questions. And I don't understand the, like, what is this NFL game plan for the weekend? Like, well, we wouldn't share it with you. Why? Why would you not share it with me? There's no advantage. I don't see the advantage that you have.
I guess the advantage is you know, you're not revealing your tactics to other teams, stuff like that. Like, I get it. I understand him playing it close to the vest, but like you said, you don't say no, and we wouldn't tell you if we did anyway, unless it is true. Like, if the answer is no, you just say, no, that's not how we do things. And yeah, I just, you know,
I think I heard way more
another stupid question.
Rewatching it, it doesn't feel as snarky as it was that I felt it yesterday, but there's still just like weirdness across the board. So that's why, like, I do believe there is a plan. And I think for this to be said and him to make that comment and him get up to 71 pitches, I think is key. Maybe you want him to go more, but I think 80 is that marker. I wouldn't be surprised if the next start pushes to 80, but I think it's around the 75. The next start is into the 80s. And then I think that activates the timeline of like May 12th or May 19th. That's right in there. So however you guys want to approach it in redraft leagues, that's, you know, there you go. If he's even out there, but I don't think he is, because he exemplifies one of like three players that I think push the limit of this whole, like, don't stash prospects. I think there are three guys that are clear. And then there's a handful of other guys that, depending your league format, that do that. One of those players as well, just one other note, was Joey Lupofito, who was, by the way, I want to point out, he had gone like 10 days without like a homer. He wasn't getting hits. He dropped his average from 333 to 259 going into yesterday. Strikeouts over 32%. Then he crushed two homers yesterday. League lead, 12 homers in the minor leagues right now. Boosted his average up 20 points. That's the small sample size. And has been playing first base. So Joey Lupofito is kind of pushing that limit as well. But you can check out the 10 prospects I have that are on the stash list. I wrote about them. Some of the guys that came off and even some deeper league guys on Fantasy Pros. Go and check it out or my timeline.
Nah, the Astros don't need any more runs, do they? They're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing great, sweetheart. You're doing awesome.
No worries at all. You know what team leads the league in runs?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yep, and they're a game under 500. So.
Yep. Oh, it's super awesome. Great bullpen they've got. Really good job they've done with everything they built. Super awesome. Some injuries, lots of those. Cody Bellinger, IO with a rib fracture. PCA is coming up. Also want to point out, Tristan Casas has a left rib fracture, if I can say that
easy
quickly.
Easy for you to say.
Both probably going to be month each because they're really pessimistic about the Casas one. I didn't hear the timetable on Cody Bellinger, but I'm going to assume like you're probably looking at a month with the ability to swing and stuff. So Bellinger out, Casas both out, kills the first base market. PCA might be worth some. I just, his bat's just so behind and stuff like that. He's going to hit lower in the order. This is probably good for, I was so crappy about Patrick Wisdom the other day. This is good for Bush and Wisdom, and PCA probably hits at the bottom of the lineup, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm into PCA right now.
Yeah, Bellinger, man, missing, you know, he missed a big chunk of 21, and then 22, he played most of the games. He played 144, missed 32 last year, and now he's going to miss a big chunk this year, too. This might be something we're starting to just bake into his value in future seasons, is missing like a month. So
the baking, maybe. I know it's a little.
I'm not like, you know, he ran into the wall. It's not like a muscle thing that this isn't Josh Donaldson's calf, right? It's not Giancarlo Stanton's never ending muscle issues. You know, it's not that, but it is. It just seems to happen. Most seasons, he's going to miss a grip of time. So,
yeah. And these might be the situations. It's really hard to kind of clear those replacements, you know, and like, I don't know if these teams are like Patrick Wisdom maybe is somebody that has some like replacement value. I mean, Michael Bush, he's just going to move up the lineup. Like that's a big beneficiary for this. Boston with Bobby Dalbec is, I just don't think that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I don't think that's the answer. No. I'd love for them to find some other type of option to bring up a guy like a Marcelo Mayer or something like that, but they're clearly not in that space.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Merle, I thought we said this last show, but maybe we didn't. Merle expected to miss at least a month. That kind of became
official.
We
said he got hurt, but we didn't know how long the timetable was. They said about a month, so we'll see. You know, when I hear a month, I think 6 weeks. So that's probably where your head should be at.
Yeah, I mean, it's in month range. Maybe I don't know if he's going to start like a, you know, a rehab start or something like that in 3 weeks, or he's out a month and then he has to do a rehab start, but it's significant time. This is bad. You might have to start looking into Paul Skenes, maybe streaming options. Like a guy like Tyler Anderson has been really good. We talked about him on Leading Off. Like, this is where I get into the streaming space of pitchers. God, Reynaldo Lopez, one of those, if hopefully you he's got early great. And you held on to. I was able to pick him up, I think, in our NL League and another one, and it's just been good. Jose Soriano is another one of those. Those are two guys I would look at. Soriano has actually been really uniquely interesting. I bet you Reynaldo's not out there, but maybe Jose Soriano is if you're looking for some replacements. Zach Geloff left with an oblique strain and is expected to go on the IL today, I believe.
He did.
That's fine.
They placed him on the IL like as soon as we started here. So
yeah. Super
another
fun.
One bites Yay. The dust.
Lane Thomas was officially placed on the IL with a sprained MCL. Timeline, this is my whole James Wood thing. Read the article, but like I know they brought up Trey Lipscomb. We're going to talk about this with Steve, but I don't know. I'm still weird about it. But either way, Lane Thomas is on the IL. Maybe
it sucks for Lane Thomas too. Sprained MCL, guy was stealing a bunch of bases. It's a knee injury. This is not great for his value overall, you know, even outside of missing the time.
Blake Snell, IL with a left abductor strain. I did not see the move that they have. I do wonder if Mason Black would be someone they would bring up in replacement when they do need that roster spot. They probably brought up a reliever for the next couple of days, and then maybe they make that move. So be on the lookout for that. Brian Bayo was placed on the IL with lat tightness. And Nolan Jones left Tuesday's game with back stiffness. I don't know if there's been any update on that, but not good. No bueno. Injuries are insane right now.
Yeah, I know I can hear our boy Spore saying recency bias, all that, but it does definitely feel like there are more injuries this season than there have been in the past. Probably recency bias, but it feels like I'm full on my IL in two or three leagues.
We're not even
out of April yet. It's crazy.
You know what I feel like we need to do? We need to get a meter, and we need to do an injury meter for every April to really see the recency bias of it. Like, we need a tracker. This is the amount of IL stents in April for the last couple of years and compare it to this year. So, you know, somebody has that. That's
a good idea.
Please let us know and we can do that. All right. Well, let's get into this. Enough time has passed before we talk to Mr. Steve Gardner from USA Today, one of our dear friends. Lots of stuff to tackle. So strap in. We got a bunch of it, and we'll be right back right here on ITL.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
I remember that.
Joining us now, one of our favorite ITL guests in the history of ITL, because boy, there is a long, long history with this wonderful person. He is Steve Gardner, Steve A. Gardner, senior fantasy editor over at USA Today. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, just staying busy, enjoying all the exciting sports events that are going on these days.
It really is. Or we were just talking about it off air too. You know what also is fabulous? I was thinking about is like we have a. Remember 8 years, however long it's been, like Bogman and I have been doing ITL or going on like, you know, 11 years or whatever. You've been along the ride for a long time. We've talked about it in the past. We did like a AFL live episode, which was fun. We almost got hit by a ball and you've done tons of episodes with us. One of the cool things though, too, is not only, you know, have you obviously been an OG in like the fantasy space, but like this entire time, you've also been like, you know, like rocking USA Today. Like you have been a pillar of great content fantasy wise and stuff at USA Today. So it's good to see. It's nice to see good longevity and that, you know, you getting the proper appreciation that you should, Steve, because, you know, you not just like, oh, pioneer, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you've been around this business for a long time. Like, you know what's going down.
Well, thanks, guys. And again, every time coming on and talking to you guys or, you know, when I see you out the fall league or whatever, it's always a great time. And it's like, you know, being reunited with an old friend, even though, you know, we haven't hung around for a little while. It's just a great little reunion every time we get together.
So hang out with you more than some of my like in real life friends. So Steve, you are a friend. We got a lot of fantasy stuff to talk about. Some of the things we obviously set up in the open of the episode, a lot of relevant things going down. Something that has been a big push, and it is just extreme high, extreme low at all times. But Ellie De La Cruz has been the most exciting player in fantasy. And not to keep extending this, because I don't want to get like too surface level with all the things we ever talk about. And it's like, yeah Ellie, I want to get your take on what we were talking about earlier in this week. I had done a trade video on Fantasy Pros, not saying buy or sell on Ellie, just presenting the ideas of like, you know, why would you want to keep Ellie outside of the clear what he's doing? Like the physical numbers, they kind of speak for themselves as another homer last night as we were recording this. But also, you know, you've seen the strikeout rate come down-ish. The barrel percentage has been immense. That's been a huge thing. Where the negatives are still like, you still see like three strikeout games. He's still striking out 30% of the time. I'm curious at your fantasy take on Ellie De La Cruz, because it is hard to argue if you were ever going to sell Ellie De La Cruz. He's probably viewed in many people's eyes as like a top five overall fantasy guy right now. So this would be the peak time, but it's very likely that that could be a silly mistake. So what side of the token do you sit on the buying what we are getting out of Ellie or selling while you can before there's all, I believe there's always going to be the extreme, but before any extremes or something bad really goes down with that, that contact rate.
Sure. And we saw those extremes last year. I mean, he started off when he got called up, you know, people were thinking, and I wrote a column. I remember talking about, you know, could he go 20-20 in the 2/3 of a season or however, you know, how much he had to play when he got called up. The talent is there. We know that the skills can, you know, can do what he can do. I think the way that I look at Ellie is
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really have to have one share of him in one of your leagues somewhere, but you don't want to have a whole bunch because you're going to have those highs and lows. And you know the thing that is encouraging for me, though, you talk about he gets a three strikeout game here and there. He had a four walk game not too long ago.
Yep.
And to me, at least that shows a little bit more growth than what we were afraid of when we saw that second half fade that he had last year and the worries about him. You know, would he stay in the majors all year? He could go back down, especially after he struggled a little bit in the early going this year. So I think he's a fantastic player. He's a terrifically entertaining player. And you really want to root for somebody like that. And so I'm so glad I got him in NL labor this year. And I thought it was a pretty fair price. It wasn't, you know, the extended high values, you know, that we saw him going like in the second round in some drafts. I think I paid 26 for him in
That's
NL
not
only.
Bad at all.
So, yeah, I was kind of happy with that and surprised nobody bid it up even more. And so I've got my share and I'm enjoying the heck out of this so far. But yeah, if you've got, you know, if he's on three teams of yours and you want to try and do a little sell high, probably not a bad idea to do it right now because you should be able to ask for the moon and come close to getting it.
Okay, so I'm gonna put this Ellie conversation will be put to bed finally, but I have to ask this question because this is the one I've been posing, and I did it on Fantasy Pros today. Rest of season, mm-hmm. Who would you rather have, Ellie De La Cruz or Corbin Carroll?
Ooh,
Corbin hitting seven today.
He
stinks right now. Everybody, yeah, he's got to stop swinging. Lovello, there was an interesting thing while you're thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Torrey, on the broadcast today, they were talking about how Torrey had been in discussions and had actually wanted to do this for some time and had been talking with Corbin about these struggles. They do a lot of the whole blamey, like, oh, Corbin puts a lot of the team on his back. And it's like, yeah. Well, it's also easy to not swing at every first pitch that's high in the zone. And they had said something interesting, too, that he is being pitched on that upper zone, which you almost wonder is like an attack of the shoulder. And they had said instead of sitting off of it and getting to your pitch, Corbin was starting to do this. Well, I'm going to hit those pitches that you think you can throw to me. No, you don't, because you hit everything into the ground and you consistently don't hit it hard. So he looks off and wrong and it's not good, but it is still a short sample size. So I do some of that setup. I have some worries about Corbin Carroll, especially being able to return value. But at the end of the day, Corbin is one of the better walk guys in the league. He is stealing bases as well. And you could argue that his floor is immensely better, but the power is one of the biggest discussions that look like it's going away. So rest of season, you have to pick one, Ellie or Corbin.
I'm going to pick Ellie. And I think the uncertainty over what's going on with that shoulder, because we saw it at the end of last year for him. And, you know, the power has really not come back. I mean, I saw something, Pitcher List had a little thing in their newsletter this morning, as a matter of fact, you know, comparing essentially Corbin Carroll, his stats were almost exactly the same as Ha-Seong Kim, you know, ever since he came back from that shoulder injury last year. And I mean, when you put it in that perspective, you know, it's going to take a while. It may still take even longer to heal. And for that reason, I think I'm worried, maybe certainly more worried about Carroll's health than I am Dela Cruz falling off a cliff somewhere. So yeah, I would take Ellie rest of the season for sure.
And 0-3 today, by the way, as we're recording this, he was 0-3 in the 7 hole. He was moved down. I also think the Carroll thing, the most frustrating portion of it is we all have this discussion. Like everybody brings up, you know, Stamps with Frankie Stamps was doing it in the offseason. Everybody keeps bringing up the shoulder, the injury. It's never done locally. No, I I've missed it. Maybe I don't pay attention to print media enough. Like I don't read the Arizona Sports or whatever the hell it is now, Arizona Tribune or whatever.
Arizona
like,
Republic.
Republic. Yeah. Thank you. I don't.
Paper, yeah. USA Today parent company.
Yeah. No. I used to actually work for them. I just couldn't remember. But like even besides that, I don't see broadcast talking about it. I don't see reporters pushing Torrey Lovello and Corbin. I don't see the discussion anywhere, which is odd to me. That is, if in my most conspiratorial hat, that seems out of pocket that you wouldn't have any reporters day in and day out being like, hey, is this shoulder a problem? They don't ask about it anymore. They asked it in spring and it's completely stopped. And it's like, why are the fantasy people the only ones that are asking that question? It almost seems odd in a, maybe there is something that it's like a, we're not going to answer this question. Don't bring this up, because that's all I would ask if I was a reporter. If I worked for the Arizona Republic and I was covering the Diamondbacks as a beat reporter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.